Modai Rabbeisai, lessons from the lathe, Parshas Truma, live in a car, sitting in traffic. Unfortunately, can't be live with the Talmidim, but hopefully a message nonetheless. Getting close to Hashem and His mitzvos, how do I do it? There is a beautiful, beautiful idea in the Parshas. The Parsha, of course, focuses on the Kalim, of the Mishkan, and of really, really just gorgeous idea that Rav Pinkis brings out, and we'll bring another idea as well. The question becomes, what was a central figure, if you will, a central kli in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in this case, which of course was the Keruvim. And of course the question becomes, what were these Keruvim? So we know the Gemara already tells us, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra on Daf Tzadik Tes, Ketzad Omdim. What were these Keruvim? So we know that they were childlike images of a male and a female. Ketzad Omdim HaKeruvim. What did they look like? Gemara's Lashon, Hayu Omdim, what did they look like? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar says, Hayu, what were they? So it says, Chad Omar Pneyem, what would they look like? Ish El Achiv, Chad Omar Pneyem Labayit. One says that they were looking towards each other, and one says that they were looking away from each other. We know this already, this famous idea. Uleman De Omar Panim Ish El Achiv. So how do we say? Hakosiv. So how do we learn? Lo kasha, bizmanche, Yisrael, oisim ritzono shel makom. When they did the ritzono shel makom, that they were facing each other. When they weren't facing each other. We know this famous Torah on this, which we don't have time today to discuss. But of course, this very important idea of the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Goyim come into the Heichal, and they see that it is Panim al Panim, and they don't understand how can that be, and they mock it, but they don't understand the beauty, of course, of the message the Rabbeinu Shalom was giving us, that he will be back. Eitzim ve'avonim he took out on, but of course, B'nai Yisrael is always with Hashem. So Rav Pinkis says, so what really were these Keruvim? What can we say were these Keruvim? So, based on this, Gemara answers Rav Pinkis and says the following thing. What is this Panim el Panim? So, he mashal lemar davadomer. He gives a cute little mashal. He gives the mashal of the husband that does the shopping list on Erev Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, we have the great tzchus of having Fridays off the way that it should be Erev Shabbos to fulfill the Gemara's edict of preparing for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, all the things we have to do. And he comes back, and he's got all of his packages. And he tells his wife, honey, I'm home. I have all the packages. So she hardly looks him in the face. And she says, okay, you know where they go. This goes there. Put the milk over there. The eggs over here. This over here. Bechulo. And then he says, oh, honey, I bought you flowers. And everything stops in time. That's her pinky. Everything stops for a moment. She says, flowers? Oh. She stops what she's doing and she looks at the beautiful flowers. And there is the moment where they look at each other and there's an ahava, a great ahava. He remembered Shabbos, the Shechina, the famous story about Rav Gifter. It's a beautiful story I love that the Talmud tells. It's Rav Gifter's anniversary. And after Mincha, he went to one of the Talmidim. He says, would it be possible? Can you drive me into the city? I need to get something ready, of course, no problem. And he goes and he purchases flowers. He goes into a flower store and he doesn't just stop go in. Spend some time there. He's wondering what to. So he picks out the flowers. And he says, Rebbe, on the way back, I have to ask the Rebbe, you could have just given me money. I would have purchased some flowers. What are you spending a Rosh Hashiva? He says, you don't understand something. He says, when I'm going to give my wife now these flowers, and we're going to sit on a Shabbos Kodesh, and she's going to see those flowers. It's when I can point to the flowers and say, Zek Keli V'Anveyu. The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shechina is present, Gemara in Kedushin. Oh, the Shechina is right there. I could see the Shechina, because every time she looks at it, she's happy. It's a wonderful feeling. The
says Rav Pinkus, that's exactly what's going on over here. That's what happened. You want to see the connection with the Shechina, it's the flowers, it's our connection to the Rabbona Shoma. A person wakes up in the morning, says Rav Pinkus, and he says, Maida'ani lefana. He gets the regesh of getting up, giving the hodah to the Rabbona Shoma that he has another day. He's admitting, he says, today will be a better day than it was yesterday. And he's ready to the avoidas. And then he goes and he says the brachas. He recognizes the Rabbona Shalom in this world. Everything he does is l'shem shamayim. That's the connection. That's that stop. To look at the shechina, to look at the flowers, the panim el panim. How fortunate. Those who could always see this, this panim al panim, this kadosh hakadoshim, this realization. Says Rav Pinkus, aval im yotza yehudi mibeso, the Beit Knesses. But there's so many other things, says Rav Pinkus, that surround around us. The avodah zarah of the day, if you will. And he puts on his talis, puts on his tefillin. He becomes a different person. He's in front of the Rabbona Shalom. It's like he's in the Kodesh Kedashim, like the Kerubim one. He's looking at the flowers of Pnei HaShechina, he's Omid. He's Panim El Panim. The Rabbona Shalom. He all of a sudden becomes a different person. It's a remarkable, it's amazing. How fortunate that we have this opportunity to be Panim El Panim to the Rabbona Shalom every single morning. And of course at Mincha, and of course in the Beis Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Pinkus, kibiyachol, calls out to us, kara l'chol mi, shesovev, panov l'tzadim, shuvna alai, come back to me, come back at Mincha, come back at Ma'arifs, come sit in the Beis Medrash a little bit, do mitzvos. That's the panim el panim that we're talking about. Mamish panim el panim, as we just said. That's the chiddush of the Torah. That's what we have with the glorious opportunities that the Rabbona Shalom gave us. How fortunate are we that we were able to sit panim el panim in these amazing opportunities that we have so much throughout the day. If I could just add that it's not only the panim el panim, it's not just that. Sometimes, unfortunately, we make a little bit of a mistake, which is very sad, and we think that's the only time we could be panim el panim with the Rabbona Shalom. It's at Shacharis. It's at Mincha. It's at Ma'ariv. It's the few moments that we could sit and learn. That is so wrong. Because you can be panim el panim in the workplace. Being mekadesh shem Hashem in so many different ways. So wonderful, so amazing. When we were on our flight this week, so it was a questionable when we would, if we would land. I was the whole time thinking, we're supposed to end a little bit early, we could probably make Mincha, the Minyan. You have to be very careful, different, very important psakim are out there, about davening on a plane. But on this United flight, so Baruch Hashem, they asked permission in a very covetic way, and there's a back galley, so it doesn't disturb anybody, and the flight attendants are more than happy. So, as we were there, I couldn't help, probably shouldn't have, but couldn't help over here the Israeli flight attendant explaining to the Asian American flight attendant what was going on, and the great respect. You're going to see, he said, when it's over, they're all going to thank him. She was, wow, she couldn't believe it. And afterwards, oh, what a kiddush Hashem. Panim el panim. Everybody said, thank you so much. We know that it's difficult. Who doesn't want to be with it? Thank you, thank you, thank you. What a kiddush Hashem. Everybody say, this is Ma'aseh Shebechol Yom. It's so easy to be able to do this, to really define who we are, what we are. In the workplace, different situations, different shailas, showing that we moved out. Alachas koinim v'goy kadosh. And that's what we have to focus on. These proven moments, these moments that we get close to the Rabbona Shalom. Again, not to take away from a Pinchas Kasha Shalom, But not just when we put on the talis and tefillin and feel special and understand that we're different. This is a different moment in our lives. I tell the boys a lot. I hope you listen to this so you'll get able to hear it again. The Beis Medrash is a different makom. It is not stam urum. It's a place of asharas hashchina she'en kamohu. Basuli mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham afilu mikdash ma'at. We can't do the same things. We can't sit back and relax. We can't have our Gary Niman be out on our phones and playing games. It's a different location. That's lesson number one. Lesson number one is we want to get close to Hashem, recognize the great opportunities, make them alive, make a lot of opportunities to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Through your chesed, ma'asim tovim, and of course, m'limud ha-Torah, that's how we get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the panim el panim. We're looking at the flowers, kiviyachol, the shechina. How important that is. Shmuel Rozovsky, the Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, has another question, which I'm sure is an integral question that's always on people's minds. That's, of course, the question of children. A little boy and a little girl. In the Kodesh Kedoshim. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if somebody put a picture in a Beis Medrash in a shul of a young child? And what's going on here? How could this be? And the answer he gives is so beautiful and so true. He says that this is the way that we should be. Famous Gemara that tells us when they do Shalosh Regalim, Kohen Gadol, they would open up a little bit so you can see a little bit of the Keruvim, the Kodesh Kedoshim, to get inspired. Why? What's so special? What's with the kids? What? So we all remember that first time we put tefillin on. You don't have to remember it. Look at the boy, that 13-year-old boy, and he's putting his tefillin on with great hislavos. He's so amazing. So exciting. The girl at her bat mitzvah, she's so excited. The first times in our life that we did a mitzvah. Great zchus we had at one point to be able, how well we did it, how fortunate, how amazing it was. That is exactly the way that we have to look at mitzvos all the time. The Keruvim reminded us of that. Panim al panim, close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it was much, much more than that. It was a focal point. It was a focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a way we say, that's really what we want to be, Hashem. I want to be like that child that doesn't understand anything but the pureness of mitzvos, the closeness, the beauty of it. The real panim el panim. Ribbono Shel Olam, oh, how much he loves that. Someone who does it. Sometimes we have the zchus of hosting Balei Tshuva, and we see how much they focus on the mitzvos. How careful they are. Chatasi ani mazkir. One time we had a wonderful zchus of hosting some girls for a Balei Tshuva. And they were asking so many wonderful questions, but some of them were embarrassing and said, I'm not sure what the halach is with Netilas Yadayim. I thought you have to be very careful to make sure it goes all the way up. Your hands, and not just the knuckles, and not just quickly. You see the way that they make the brachas with the Gaita Slavas. This is something you could be makana. They love it. It's so important. It's so beautiful to them. That's what the Keruvim signified. How do we make it like we're doing it again? How do we make the mitzvahs? How do we make the learning of Torah anew? I get jealous sometimes when I see a Talmud in the yeshiva being reintroduced to Torah and loving it, sitting in the Beis Medrash, the Amelus, like the Keruvim, like the first time he ever did it before. How wonderful. The student who had a parent's tefillin, they weren't as mehudar. And his wonderful, amazing parents said, you know what? We want to invest even more in this mitzvah. and they buy him a brand new, beautiful pair of tefillin. And you see him putting it on the first day. It feels like $1 million. L'havdil alfi havdalos. Think about, when do we feel like $1 million? When we're in the fancy car. Only when we put on that fancy suit. When we put on the keser al rosho, the tefillin. When we learn a new daf of Gemara, when we hear a chiddush. Ah! You know what that is? You know what that feeling is? Those moments are feelings when the neshama is talking to you. The neshama is unadulterated. It's able to come out and give the big smile of the Shechina. Panim el panim. That's the lesson. So, two lessons that we learn from the Kruvim. Lesson number one is the opportunities we have and really should be all of our days. Whatever we're doing is l'shem shamayim. But recognize how fortunate we are to be able to put tefillin on, to be able to daven tashem, bizmanim. We know those difficult minchas when shkia's at 4 something, being able to run to just chap the mincha, to the middle of the day. That's when we show our commitment, upon him to the Rabbanu Shalom. And the second, the Kruvim, Dafka, says Rav Shmuel Rozalski, Dafka signified children, the one who have this lavos when they do the mitzvah. They don't have anything else. They're not thinking about their WhatsApp. They're not thinking about their Facebook status. How fortunate. That is the way we have to focus on mitzvos. That is the way we have to look at Avodas Hashem. That's this idea of panam apanam. And finally, maybe we could say that that was essentially why there was such a concept, the Gemara told us, where when we don't do Ritzono Shel Makom, so there is no panim el panim. It's like Kiviyachol, the kids that are fighting with them. You can't do anything. They just can't. They don't want to do that. And the finally of a finally, when our children see that we treat mitzvos, that we treat the Torah the same as when we were kids, it makes a big roisham, a big difference to them. They want to know, why is my tati, why is my father, why is my abba so into this dafiomi thing? Why is this Shabbos table, Baruch Hashem, a place of divrei Torah? Why does my father get so happy when I tell him a divrei Torah on Shabbos? He's so excited. Oh, panim al panim. We should be zeicha to get the message of the Kruvim and Mirtz Hashem. This wonderful message of the closeness and oneness with Hashem in our service of mitzvot, in our service of Hashem and His Torah. To do Ritzono Shel Makom, so that Mirtz Hashem, very soon, we can greet the Kruvim once again. Panim el panim, with the Shechina coming back to its makom, Yushalayim, Ir Kodshenu, Beis HaMikdash, Bitzion, very soon in our day. Amen.